It's time. It's been 3 years since Jimmy Buffett's last studio album, and now Buffet Hotel is here. And only here on Sirius XM Radio Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's radio station, will you hear this exclusive presentation of the new songs in order with Jimmy's commentary on each one. It's the Buffet Hotel album preview special on Radio Margaritaville. Le Buffet Hotel, you ready to check in on Radio Margaritaville? Hi, I'm Steve Huntington with Jimmy Buffett on the occasion of the new disc.
On the occasion of the new disc, that means I got a record out?
You have a record.
Still call them records. How are you, Steve?
Still making records.
I'm happy to still be making records.
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm pretty good.
So it's out now on Mailboat Records, and we want everybody to first sit back and enjoy it and enjoy your stories.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a while since we've done this, and it was probably one of the more interesting stories that produced... a bunch of songs that I've done in a while. And, it started in Africa, actually, where I got the idea for the first song. And though I wouldn't particularly call it an African album in terms of the way other people have done in the past some of my favorite stuff, but it's just my longtime appreciation of music from West Africa and getting the chance to go. And just by following that kind of song line in that direction, as I've always been lucky enough to know in the past, you run into other things you least expect, which sometimes turn out to be the most inspiring things. So that's kind of where it started.
You make yourself open to the possibility as you do so well, and then let the wind take you.
Well, I guess it's that great old Mark Twain kind of metaphor. You light out into the territory like Huck Finn did. And it's one of my favorite lines, and I still continue to try to light out into a little territory. And we cover a lot of territory on this record, I can tell you that.
We start with, it's funny, there are some crazy good things on this record. The youthful vernacular would be sick. And we start right out with one of them. This song is sick. This is Nobody From Nowhere that you start with.
This is a direct reflection of the songwriting ability of Will Kimbrough. And my niece actually turned me on to Will, about 5 or 6 years ago, Melanie Buffett. And in Grafia now, she's married. I'd have to give her married name a plug there.
Hello, Melanie.
Hello, Melanie, because she was a big fan of Will, who also happens to hail from Mobile. And I knew Will when Will was a guitar player for Todd Snyder, when Todd Snyder was working for us some years ago. So we kind of go back a long way, but it's Melanie who kind of sent me some of Will's songs a long time ago, out of which came Piece of Work. Yeah. So, it was interesting because it was like, I don't know how to explain it, but there's certain people that I've learned to go to for songs when I wasn't necessarily going in with as many songs as I would have liked to have written myself, which is the albums before this was kind of on occasion because I'm kind of busy these days. And on this record, I'd cleared my decks intentionally and... so I wasn't that busy. So I got to write a little bit more, and I got back to really enjoying the songwriting process of this. So it was like collaborating as opposed to calling in the cavalry. So the stuff we did with Will, it wasn't like, what do you got? I got to have some songs. It was like, what do you got? Let me see what I can work on. There's a term that we kind of use around here called buffetize, where I can take some things that are already started and gives me an idea of which way to take them. And so that's what we did on this. And I love the thing because it's in the liner notes, and I took a lot of time writing the liner notes. I won't try to read them now, but it was just the fact that his story about the inspiration to this song was completely different than my perception of it, because being a fellow Alabamian and knowing the roads of rural Alabama, I figured he was traveling somewhere up towards Atmore or Phoenix City, many interesting names of towns in Alabama that he could have chosen. But it wasn't. It was completely different. So it just goes to show you, and then what the great fun of songs is, you let them out like birds, and then they get their own little wings and figure out what stories they're going to attach to them. So everybody gets to have their own version, and Wills and I was completely different on the same song. So it's it starts out, and it you know, there's a lot of stuff over this whole record that I think that people would figure out. It's really not hard. There's a lot of retro introspection going back to like the 70s and 80s of the bands that were kind of prevalent there, and the songs and the kinds of styles of arrangements that stuck. And there's no hiding the fact that I went there on this and happy to do it. So Nobody From Nowhere is kind of like, it's that South Georgia kind of Macon sound of those days, with much longer guitar solos than I've ever allowed on a record before. You know, we're not a big jam band, but this one, it is, everybody got to have fun in it. And this song, and this is another one of those that the idea of this was to write some songs that you knew and hoped you could put right into a rather strong set list of very kind of heartfelt songs by our fans. I mean, it's hard to break stuff in. And so I just took a complete reverse on this record, as opposed to making an album and trying to force something in and hope somebody listens to. We went ahead and kind of wrote the songs first, took almost half of them, more than half of them, on tour and tried them out. And I was pleasantly surprised that so many could just slip so easily into a set list with some pretty tough standards. So it gave me an indication of people like where we were going, and we were using them as inspiration for the writing process too. So, you know, all those things considered, we just launched into this thing just to have a good time, and it turned out that way.
Nobody From Nowhere is road tested and sounding great as
waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello. That is a great line. Let's go listen to it.
Such a hardship really is it when you wait for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello.
Hello, hello.
Staring at a starry night sky, dreaming of some place to go. Nobody, nowhere.
on Radio Margaritaville. You know, not only a great part of the show already, but that sounds just like a strong show starter, like it's a strong album starter.
Well, we've been doing it on the road, and you know what it is? I get to have so much fun sitting back because, as I said, you know, there are little extended solos. I get to sit back and rock and groove and just be the rhythm player in the band, and I can't tell you how much I like to do that. So